The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Gee, agus fáilte go dian tláir, cumann Luke Clascale na seacht in a show with me, Tom Cormack, coming to you as usual on a Wednesday night from the mountaintop, or the hill mountaintop here in Letterkenny. It's the GAA programme, as I said, and well, a special programme we have tonight. Of course, the first of the Super 8 games are on this weekend, and Donegal have a mouth-watering tie with the reigning All-Ireland champions Dublin in Croke Park. Tyrone and Roscommon meet in the other game on a double bill on Saturday afternoon, and of course it's Kildare and Monaghan and Kerry and Galway on a Sunday afternoon, and what is a bumper weekend. And I'm joined by well, three very important men on the programme tonight. In a while we'll be joined by Anthony Molloy, the Donegal 1992 All-Ireland winning captain. Of course we'll be joined by former Donegal player of the 60s Mickey Griffin, an avid Dublin Donegal follower, and also another avid Donegal follower, Dinis Doyle. Of course, Dinis also highly involved in club football at underage level here in Donegal. And well, Dinis is in studio with me. Mickey will be joining us on the phone shortly, and so too will Anthony. But Dinis, first of all, you're very welcome, and coming in this evening wearing your blue and well, you're in the neutral colours really. You've left the blue and navy at home. The Wexford colours. Thank you for joining us tonight. Very looking forward to a good weekend. Tell me, first of all, what do you think of the Super 8s?
I think it's a great idea, but I think I would have some reservation that wait and see how it pans out.
Yeah.
I think it's the first year of Super 8s, and we just wait and see how it pans out. But it looks promising.
Yeah, I just see on the fixtures on the website this evening, they're calling it the quarterfinals rather round two and round one rather than the Super 8s. I don't know whether they want to get away from
it's
that.
It's the Super 8s, it's not the quarterfinals.
Yes, the best eight teams in the country. Yeah. The best eight teams you're through, do you think?
Certainly the best seven. I'm disappointed Mayo are not there, you know. But then again, you know, Kildare played very, very well in the qualifiers, and they seem to have discovered a new approach to the game. They're a bit more physical and they're a bit more positive. They're super fit, and I'm looking forward to seeing them play Monaghan on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, before we talked about Donegal, and I know you've watched them a couple of times this year in both the league and in the championship. What do you make of Dublin this year?
Dublin haven't been tested yet.
Nothing new in that at this stage of the year,
yeah,
is it?
But I saw them against, I was up at the game against Laois, and the first half they didn't play at all. They were disorganised.
That's the Leinster final.
Leinster final. I think that, you know, Dublin have won something like 43 championship matches out of the last 45. You know, they're on the go a long, long time. I think that, you know, there's cracks beginning to appear. I think the full back line, to me, is somewhat suspect, you know. I think midfield, they're depending a lot on Brian Fenton. Now, Michael Dara played well the last day, but I think Michael Dara might be an impact sub for Sunday, as will Cormac Costello, as will Keane O'Sullivan, because Keane O'Sullivan hasn't had game time.
Yeah, but they've been bringing through younger players, haven't they? Miles Scully and...
Yeah, well, you have Brian Hard from Raheny, and you have Conor Callaghan from Coola, and you have Eric Lowndes, and you have Niles Scully from Sink Street. And they have come in, and they have kind of plugged the gaps, you know. And they're very impressive, actually. Very impressive.
Yeah. And tell me, what do you make of Donegal?
Donegal. I saw Donegal play Dublin in the league early in the season. Very impressed with them in Croke Park. Declan Bonner, he's an excellent manager, very astute. He has them playing a new type of game. They play the hand pass, the back line. Once they get to midfield, the kick pass. And that's paying dividends. My only concern about the game on Sunday is that they're lacking Paddy McBrearty.
Yeah, obviously a huge loss.
I mean, in the Ulster Championship, McBrearty scored 18 points and Michael Murphy scored 13. They were the main scorers for Donegal in the Ulster Championship. Paddy is a huge loss.
Yeah, yeah. That's the voice of Dinis Doyle there, avid Donegal, a Dublin follower, of course, who lives here in Letterkenny and highly involved in underage football for a number of years in Donegal as well. We'll talk to Dinis in a moment again. He's live in studio here with us. I'm delighted to say we're also joined by a former Donegal players of the past, also joining us from the capital this evening. And I know he's certainly not wearing a blue jersey. That's Mickey Griffin. Mickey, good night to you.
Good night.
And I know you're looking forward to the game on Saturday evening.
I am, yeah. I'm not too sure. I think that, first of all, the first thing I would question is the venue. I think it's unfair that Dublin get all their key matches in Croke Park.
Yeah, well, I think that one has been settled for now, hasn't it? It's supposed to be the neutral round of games, isn't it?
But there's nothing neutral about it because, like, Dublin are playing, they play all their matches nearly in Croke Park. It's a home, and it's in Dublin. It's the home venue, regardless of what they say.
I'm sure a lot of teams, I know in the past, Donegal would have liked to get to Croke Park to play in Croke Park. So I'm sure Donegal are experienced enough to overcome that.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point about it is that Croke Park is a home venue for Dublin, regardless of what anybody says.
So what, we have to play? Dublin should play all their games outside Croke Park, should they?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that if Dublin are involved, first of all, I think if Dublin played Donegal this year in Croke Park, and if they happen to meet next year, it should be up in Donegal.
Yeah, well, maybe that's something. That's something. I don't know if Dinis Doyle is here with us. I know yourself and Dinis' paths may have crossed a few years ago. I don't know what Dinis' view was on that one.
Which firm were you with then?
I met you many, many years ago in Dublin. We were involved in the Interfirms game.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a Bord Fáilte, I had a team in it.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bord Fáilte having a team.
We played one match against the Sugar Company and you were the referee and we were winning by a point. And I was felled and I lay on the ground and you told me to get up fast, quick, I'm going to blow full time.
Well, nothing like being honest, anyway.
Listen, Mickey, I was talking to a very good friend of yours last night and he's a very good friend of mine, Sean Brogan.
Yeah.
The Tools.
Yeah.
You know Sean, you do.
I do indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mickey, we you can talk off air. Tell me, and I know we spoke before, but remind us again, you were born in Donegal, brought up in Dublin, played all your club football in Dublin, and just remind us how you came to play for Donegal.
Well, it was purely probably accidental, I suppose, in a way. I'd gone out with Dublin right enough for one match, by the way, one match, and they wouldn't even say hello to you. You were a culture, you used to call them then, and they were the most unfriendly bunch that I ever came across, to be quite honest with you.
Even though you would have been playing club football against them and with
yeah,
some
but
of them,
I was the only O'Toole's player that was there that day on the panel. I wasn't actually on the team, but they were really odd. Vincent's club, and. I think that Gavin, the new manager for Dublin, I have a lot of time for him. I think he's a fantastic manager. But I think that he's the best manager that Dublin have ever. I think he's the best manager for Dublin ever.
Even better than Kevin Heffernan?
Oh, yes, because Kevin Heffernan picked nearly all Vincent's players.
Dinis Doyle is smiling here. I'm not sure what that is about, but obviously Kevin Heffernan won a few All-Irelands too.
He did, but Vincent's had a crack team, right enough. But other players outside of Vincent's, very few of them got an opportunity of getting a run out for Dublin.
Yeah. Anyway, you played with O'Toole, was it?
I did way back. Yeah.
Yeah, and you won a championship or two with them, did you?
No, we never. Vincent's actually who had 13 or something of the Dublin team. We played them in Croke Park in the Dublin final, and they beat us by. Two or three points we were beaten by, yeah.
And what was your first experience with Donegal? What was your first game?
My first experience with Donegal, I tell you, how I came to play with them was that I was out playing a Dublin Championship match in Parnell Park and I was playing on one of the Dublin players in the middle of the field and he also had two brothers playing he two brothers that were subs on the club that we were playing against, and it was very hard hitting around the middle of the field. It was getting a bit rough, tough, I suppose. And at half time, this fella came running across the pitch. I didn't know who he was even, and he put his two hands up to us. I was having a bit of a difference of opinion with one of the opposition, and here a man came running across the field, and he said to me, "Don't touch me," he said. "I'm from Donegal," he said, "and don't get put off," he said, "because you're on the Donegal team for next Sunday."
Who was that player?
I'm not going to say it to you at this stage. Trust me, he wasn't playing at all.
He was
a mentor, I would call him. Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't know that was the first you knew about it.
That was the first I knew about it. Yeah, he was up watching. He told me he was sent up to watch me playing.
Brilliant. And you played minor with Dublin, did you? Or
no, I was being named for on the panel, and somebody said that I had, when they were picking the team, they said that I had declared for Donegal, and any player that didn't get first allegiance to Dublin shouldn't be considered, which is fair enough.
So, but you had declared for Donegal, but did anybody in Donegal know about it?
The Donegal didn't even know me.
what years were those?
That was way back when Donegal won the Ulster Minor Championship that year.
In 1956, was it?
Would have been then. And Vincent's Kerry won the Munster. Leitrim won the Connacht, that's right. And Leitrim beat Donegal in the semi-final.
Yeah.
And Dublin beat Kerry in the semi-final, and they hammered Leitrim in the final. It was just one-way traffic.
Yeah. Anyway, and your first senior game for Donegal was?
First senior game for Donegal was against my first match for them was a challenge match against Leitrim, and then the following Sunday they were playing Derry in the Ulster Championship first round, and Derry were at the playing in the Ireland final the year before, and that was my first match for Donegal.
What year was that? 60, 61 was it, or
that'd be 1960?
Yeah. And what was it like back then?
Well, it was different because I played a different brand of football, you know, like it's just different, a different type of style of football altogether to what you were used to, you know. It just took a while, and it took several managers in Donegal. It took a while to start building the team up, because at the beginning there were some very good players there, but you hadn't got what you call a team that were fairly well pieced together. And there was another problem as well at that stage. The players weren't as well disciplined as they are now.
Yeah, and obviously that was something that you found difficult coming from Dublin.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Like, I knew that when you went out for a match, you went out prepared for it. You know, you would know where you were the night before.
Mickey, Dennis yeah. here. Where were you living in Dublin?
I lived at first of all out in Ballymun.
And how come you came to play for O'Toole's that were from down to Five Lamps?
Well, I tell you, I went to school in St. Vincent's in Lasnevin.
CBS, yeah.
In St. Vincent's CBS in Lasnevin. They had not to do with Vincent's club now.
No.
I went to school there, and there was a chap in the school. I got on the school team there, and in the primary actually at the time. And then the following year, I think it was 2 years after, I was over in the secondary. And I was just starting off in the secondary. And my brother was on the team as well. Now, he was a year and a half older than me. And we got to the school's final. And where were we playing that now? Vince, yeah. And nearly all the players joined Kickhams except myself. I was the only one that didn't. And I had joined O'Toole's because one of the lads in the class with me, a fellow who sat beside me in school, he said to me, "Would you join O'Toole's?" And I said, "I would, yeah, I would join them." So I went down, and O'Toole's were a great club. As a matter of fact, probably an outstanding club to be with. And I played for O'Toole's, and Kickhams, you see, came into Vincent's, into the school, and they asked the brother in charge, would he support their club? In other words, they were looking for somewhere where they could get players from, build a new team, instead of having all odds and ends from the different parts of the country. So they all joined, and they won the Dublin Minor Hurling, they won the Dublin Minor Football that year, yeah. They won the hurling and the Kickhams did, the Minor Hurling and football, because they were all the school fellas. They were a very strong team in Glasnevin. And anyway, when we came to the under-15 football, who did we meet in the semi-final but Kickhams? And all my mates were playing. I was the odd man out. I was the only one that didn't join Kickhams. I stayed with O'Toole's.
Anyway, back to your Donegal days. You played from 61 to 68, so that was quite a good time for Donegal. Came a good time in the mid-60s.
We had a good team. We were a bit unlucky in a few matches as well. You know, football was a lot different. And the other thing is the training and the build-up. Like, Donegal was started to train hard away back in those days as well. They were used to do some collective training. But I think we did a bit of training on, we'd say, on a Sunday morning before a match, and I didn't think it was, I'd be quite honest with you, I didn't think it was a great idea.
Yeah, Sunday before a game.
Yeah.
And tell me, who were the personnel on that team that time? Who were the main men?
You had Sean Ferter, you had PJ Flood, Frankie McFeely, Mickey McLoone, Porrick McShea. I'd probably go through the whole lot. You had Seamus Ho, the goalkeeper, who was a very good goalkeeper. And you had from Bernard Brady from Bundoran, who was probably I reckon he was the best fullback in Ireland.
Yeah, quite a few of those played for Ulster at that time.
They did, yeah.
Did you ever get a cap with Ulster?
I did, yeah.
Brilliant. And did you win a Railway Cup?
No, Connacht. We played Connacht in the final on, I think that was 1968, and Connacht beat us by a point.
Yeah, so that was it. So that was your last year with Donegal as well?
1960, no, it wasn't. My last year to play, I think, was 71, just to be, and then I retired, and I went back in as Brian McInniff took over as manager. He asked me would I come back in, so I went back in as just a sub for them in the 72, you know.
Thought to Gaelic Collision Clare coming Luke Class Gaelic and Shocked on the show. That's the voice of Mickey Griffin, former Donegal player, of course club player with O'Toole's in Dublin, and he's one of my guests tonight. The other one is sitting here beside me, Dennis Doyle, avid Dublin supporter, and obviously highly involved in Donegal underage football. And Dennis, I know my next guest coming on, we finally, I think, got in contact with Anthony Malloy. He's coming on in a moment. But you have a connection with Anthony, obviously, through football here. But you instigated an underage challenge game with Dublin, and it was played in Croke Park.
That's right, Tom. That was, I think, around 1978. And a very good friend of mine, the late Jim King, was secretary of the Donegal County Board. I think he was the first full-time secretary. And at that time, August in 77... Dublin won Sam, or August. They won it in 77 and they also won it in 78. But the Letterkenny Folk Festival in 78, I asked Jim King any chance he could bring up an underage team to Letterkenny to partake in the festival programme and take Sam. And he did deliver. He brought Sam up, and he brought up a team. And Dublin played a Union selection down in Donald Park, and they won easily. And Eunice really hadn't got the full team, and talked to Jim later on. I said, Jim, any chance, you know, could we get this Donegal boys into Croke Park? I'd love to do something to get the team going up there, you know. Well, he said, you know, we're playing Kerry in the league final, but I doubt if Croke Park will respond positively. And he rang me later. He said, Dennis, it's on. Donegal are playing Dublin. I think it might be an under-16 or under-15. Playing them in Croke Park. They did, before the Dublin Kerry League final. And Anton McCall from the town put up a cup, and Donegal won. They got great reception in the Hill 16. It was a terrific day for Donegal. Now, I know Andy Malai played in that, so did Matt Gallagher, and there was a brilliant corner forward called Vincent Fury.
From Glenties.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I'm delighted to say I have Anthony, of course, who went on to climb the steps
he
and lift the Sam Maguire. Anthony, great you can join us. Good night to you.
Good night. How are you doing, Tom?
And tell me, do you remember that under-16 game in Croke Park?
I do indeed, Tom. Yeah, it was the first time I was ever in Croke Park, for starters. And it was a great day for us. And we played a Dublin selection. Yeah, it was under-16s. And I minded well. We were put up in houses all over the place, two here, two there. And we had a great weekend. Like, it was the first time, really, for someone else ever to be in the city. quite honest.
Yeah.
And it's a day that always stands out. It was just before the Dublin Kerry National League final that year.
Yeah. Imagine 14 years later you were climbing the steps.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure, we held on to our dreams, Tom. And I also remind a pair of boots I was wearing that day. They were a pair of old hand-me-down Blackthorn boots. You know, when I see what the lads are wearing these days.
Yeah. A good strong toe on it.
A good strong, yeah, you're right. Not a steel cap, but close enough.
Yeah. So, was Anthony showing promise back then, Dennis?
Oh, he was indeed. He was indeed. Midfielder, strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At that time, it was a kicking game.
And tell me, how was it like that for a young lad from Ardrath to walk out in Croke Park, even at that stage?
Sure, Tom, it was unbelievable, like, and because, you know, compared to what I see what's happening nowadays, like, the young lads, you know, at 10 years of age, 12 years of age, going to Croke Park, like, and, you know, and they're getting tours of Croke Park and all that, which is great. But it was the first time for a lot of our lads even to be in the city, not alone play on the hallowed ground, like, and it was a great day for us, and we played well, and it was a Dublin selection now, and we actually won the game, and so we felt like kings coming back to Donegal, like, you know.
Yeah. And, of course, as Dennis says, Matt Gallagher was on it, Vincent Fury. Can you recall who else was on that team?
Oh, listen, Matt. There was a good club man of my own, Jared McNeilis, who was a fabulous player around that time as well. He played with me in the middle of the field. Tommy McDermott would have been there. Brian Toohey would have been there, I think.
Quite a lot of the team that won the under-21, possibly.
Well, yeah, Jackie McDermott, the late Jackie, God rest him, was in charge of us. And that sort of team stayed together right on through. Like, most of us stayed together up, you know, until we won the under-21 a few years later as well, like, you know. A good few lads that played that day, yeah.
So that may have been the start of it.
That was the start of it for us, like, yeah.
Anyway, we've only a few minutes left. Looking forward to Saturday evening. What do you give Donegal's chances?
Sure, look, it's a great occasion, like, and it's great to be there. And, you know, suppose when I go back to 2014, you know, not many people give us a chance going there to play Dublin that day either. And you know, speaking to a few of the present Donegal lads, and speaking to Michael Murphy, like, you know, they're looking forward to the challenge as well. And I think, you know, two teams going to Croke Park that haven't been really tested, and you know, Dublin hasn't been tested, and Donegal, to be fair, haven't been tested either. Like, and so it makes for a great day. It makes for a great game, you know.
Yeah, and obviously Donegal have done well. A lot of young, good June players coming through, but obviously without Patrick McBrearty, a lot of people saying that he could be the difference.
Yeah, well, like, Patrick's going to be a huge loss, like, and suppose, you know, Patrick's been averaging 5 and 6 points per game throughout the year, and then it's going to be a huge loss. But in saying that, like, we have a young team. I know that at the beginning of the year, you know, their primary aim was to win Ulster, and with this young squad, it's a new team. And there's no doubt, like, there'll be somebody replacing Patrick, like, and, you know, hopefully that he'll do Patrick justice, and they'll be playing also for Patrick, because he's been very much part of, you know, what has happened so far, like, in Donegal football, and no doubt he will be a huge loss.
And tell me, Anthony, are Dublin as good as they're cracked up to be?
Look at Dublin, they're an experienced team, like, and we all know that they have another team on the bench as well, like, and but, you know, they haven't been tested, haven't been put to the sword, and you know, look at, I expect, and I know the world, Donegal, have no fear of going to Croke Park. They're well used to playing Croke Park. They like playing there. Plenty of space there. We have a very, very mobile team. And so, you know, they don't fear Dublin whatsoever going there on Saturday, you know.
And I don't know if we've still got Mickey Griffin on the phone, have we? Yeah, we have. Mickey, how do you see it go Saturday evening?
Well, I put it this way. My heart says Donegal, but I'd love them to win. But I have my doubts because the Dublin are a very, very experienced team. And Donegal are building a new team. I watched them, Donegal playing there a few times now. I watched them on the television. And I was very impressed with a lot of the new players. And I hope to God that they beat Dublin on Sunday. it's more hopeful than absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't be too certain that they beat Dublin, you know.
And well, my thanks, Mickey. Maybe we might see you on Saturday evening. You're going into the game, are you?
Please God, yeah.
Yeah, you never miss a game when Donegal are playing in Croke Park, do you?
No, I go to the Donegal match. But I don't go that much to Croke Park now because I think that the game has changed an awful lot. It's no longer, they're playing the GAA for it themselves for the very simple reason that they didn't keep up with the times. This hand-passing business that they have, passing the ball around the field, literally throwing it around to some of them. And it's not football. And I think myself that if you go back a bit more, to have some kicking in the game. No, when I say kicking, I'm talking about kicking the ball.
Are we not seeing more of that this year, probably?
Well, Donegal, I thought, had signs of it. Now, there were some very... I was watching them playing one of the matches there, and they were scored some fantastic points. They were picked off some points from great angles and everything else, you know? They were very impressive now, to be quite honest with you, but...
Look at the clock, unfortunately. Mickey is catching up to us, and thank you for joining us, and look forward to maybe meeting you on Saturday evening.
Okay.
Dennis Doyle, yeah, you're here with us in the studio. I know what your heart says. Is your head going with your heart?
Tom, quite honestly, I think that it's going to be a tight game. The two guys who will have most influential are Ryan McHugh, whom the late Con Hoolan would call a goldsmith. Particularly against Dublin, he scores the goals, and Paul Mannion. Now, Paul Mannion will have to be watched. Does that mean that Owen Bond Gallagher won't be up the field? You know? On record, you'd probably say Dublin may scrape through by maybe 4 points.
Yeah.
You know, but Donegal love playing in Croke Park, and they'll have no fear of Dublin.
And finally, the curtain raiser, of course, an attractive one, an unusual pairing, I suppose. Certainly, Tyrone have been there all right. Roscommon coming new.
I kind of fancy Roscommon. I think they're looking good, you know. Been tested.
What makes you feel that they're coming good?
I think there's more enthusiasm about them, you know. I think they look much fitter. And I think that... Kevin McStay, after having a year or two with him, he now knows exactly what's required, and I think that he's put together an excellent team.
That's a big game in terms of the group, isn't it?
Oh, very much. The first game is a big game for every team that plays the first round. You know, if you win your first round, at least, you know, but Dublin win, they're up in Oma.
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting one.
Oh, very much so.
Look, that's Dennis Doyle here in live in studio. My thanks also to Anthony Malloy and Mickey Griffin, who joined us on the phone. My thanks to Michael Maguire, who is standing in for Jimmy Stafford tonight. Gajee and Shocked and Jogan, Omid Tom Comek on the GA.